In business for over 50 years, you'll find a great selection of new and certified pre-owned Fords, plus lots of local trade-ins. The Edwards family believes in customer service and was voted Oconee's best new car dealer for the fifth year in a row in 2016. For the best price, best service, and the best car buying experience, go see Edwards Auto Sales, Highway 28 in Walhalla.
South Carolina and all the ships to see. Lots to get to today. You want to join the conversation, 654-7627, 654-7627. You know, it's interesting, Ramona. Kelly Bryant visited North Carolina, and according to reports, will visit Arkansas as well. Kwok and Kelly were discussing that a little on my way in. You know, the funniest thing I saw about this, and there were some funny responses from North Carolina fans, but the funniest was from some woman who wrote, can he play Saturday?
You know, like they need him immediately.
Right, right, that's how bad things are in North Carolina. Can he play Saturday? So, yeah, I mean, the situation is certainly dire at quarterback at North Carolina. There's no question about that. Between the law firm of Elliott and Surratt, neither one of which can play at all. Elliott can't throw a football 30 yards, and every pass is behind the line of scrimmage. And every defense knows exactly what North Carolina is going to do. And then Surratt, who has a big arm and is a big athlete, but who basically writes a letter before every pass telling the opposing defense exactly where he's going to throw the football. I've never seen anyone telegraph to the degree that Surratt is right now. So that's a bit of an issue. That's a bit of an issue. You know, the thing is this, you know, and I know this came up in the Kelly and Kwok's conversation, which is the notion of whether it's a good idea to go play for a coach who may or may not be there. And, you know, and part of the conversation was, well, you know, if North Carolina lands Kelly Bryant, could that save Larry Fedora? You know, here's the thing. If North Carolina makes a decision to keep Larry Fedora, should they land Kelly Bryant? If North Carolina makes a decision to keep Larry Fedora based on that, they're even dumber than I think they are. I mean, Kelly Bryant's going to be there 1 year. He's not going to change the nature of your program. Your program is going to be the same after he leaves. So you know, and maybe they are that stupid. I mean, there's a lot of evidence they are. So, you know, maybe that is possible. So I don't know. I mean, I think this is just the beginning of the process in terms of where he may or may not go. Again, North Carolina's quarterback situation is certainly dire. Matt said he heard Surratt's season is over with season-ending surgery. I have not seen that. Let me see if there is something on that. I had not seen that. Yes, he's right. 18 hours ago. I don't know why I had not seen that come up anywhere, but maybe it's because they think he's so irrelevant that there's not even a reason to report it anymore. But Chaz Surratt out for the rest of the year due to injury. The news broke Wednesday afternoon, has been confirmed by multiple sources. Head coach Fedora, though, remained mum about the subject when asked by reporters Wednesday evening. No, I don't have anything to say about it. THI's Andrew Jones reported that he'll have surgery next Wednesday to repair torn ligaments in his right wrist that occurred during the Tar Heels' loss to the Hurricanes. The injury happened when Surratt threw an interception of Miami linebacker Romeo Finley and dove in an attempt to tackle him before he returned. Yeah, by the way, that's one of the telegraph passes. That thing, Surratt actually wrote a week ahead to Finley to tell him where that ball was going. That wasn't even like a letter ahead. He wrote like a week ahead to tell him that that's where that ball was going. That's just more bad news for North Carolina. So, you know, their quarterback situation is beyond dire. Because, again, Elliott cannot throw a forward pass. It's a bit of a dilemma, you know. So, I don't know what they're doing, but that's even more bad news. So, you know, we'll see. I have no idea where he winds up. I think Arkansas makes some sense for obvious reasons, scheme fit, familiarity, those type of things. But I don't know. Hey, you know, unless North Carolina hierarchy give Kelly Bryant some assurance that Larry Fedora is going to be there for his full year. That seems a little bit odd to me, just on the surface. That's not a place. Obviously it's relatively close to home, but you know, I think in the equation of what he's looking for, where I think basically there are, you know, three or four things. I think closeness, proximity is the last of those things. Texas says Kelly Bryant would be committing to the school, North Carolina, and not Fedora. No, he wouldn't be. I believe, Texter, you sent that same text to Kelly and Kwok, and it was wrong then, and it's still wrong now. No, he's playing 1 year. He's committing this. He would be committing to the school if he had 2 years or 3 years, but he has 1 year. No, he's committing to a staff that is making assurances to him. That's the way this is going to work. So no, he's not committing to school at all. He's a grad student, right? He's looking for a place to continue to develop that gives him a jump, potentially gives him a jumping off point to the National Football League. He's not committing to a school at all. The school has virtually nothing to do with it in this circumstance. This is not a freshman. It's not an incoming freshman. It's a grad transfer. Right? He's looking to try and continue to develop with a mind's eye on the next level. So no, it has nothing to do with the school. It has to do with the system fit. It has to do with an opening at the position. Those are the two main things. What Kelly Bryant is looking for, and it would be anybody in his situation, he's looking for a system fit, and then he's looking for an opening at the position and some guarantees, I'm sure, in that regard. You know, it's you know, you're brokering a deal here. So that's what he's looking for. And then finally, you know, three or four would be proximity. But as I indicated, He has 1 year to play, so I think proximity is the least of the concerns. Oftentimes, when players transfer, they want to move closer to home. Obviously, Kelly couldn't move closer to home than staying than being in the state of South Carolina. So, you know, I think that's the least of the concerns. I think he'll make a decision based on those other factors. But really, that's it. It's system fit, it's familiarity with scheme, and it's whether there's an opening at the position. Those are the two things. Those are going to those elements will decide. And the level of guarantee he gets, those elements will decide where he's going to go. It's that simple. So, you know, you can see these, the type of schools that might be involved. And, you know, these are schools, North Carolina and Arkansas, we suggested before. And there are others. I mean, I have no idea where he's planning on looking next. But, you know, I don't think the process is going to happen overnight. We'll see. You know, hey, we've seen some guys who transferred sit out forever. I mean, before they made decisions. I think Kelly Bryant's going to try and make a quicker decision than some of these others, but we'll see. You know, I think that he'll explore his options. Lots to get to. You want to join the conversation, 654-7627, 654-7627. We have a game tonight. It's an interesting game. You know, I wrote this on Twitter earlier. I've never seen so many mind games being played about the quarterback position as we're seeing with Texas Tech and TCU. No starter commitments, five different guys being discussed as possibilities to play. Robinson Collins for TCU, Bowman Duffy Carter for Tech. For those that don't know, by the way, Texas says, I find it interesting that UNC is on Clemson's schedule next year too. Yeah, obviously that would be certainly fodder for conversation. But when we look at the quarterback situation this game tonight, Kingsbury is being more than coy about his situation. There's even been discussion about Bowman had a collapsed lung. He's the preferred starter, right, at this point. He's had a brilliant year. The freshman's had a brilliant, incredibly brilliant year. But there had been discussion this week about whether he can travel with a collapsed lung. So, and Kingsbury indicated they have no experience with this injury, so they have no idea. Well, I get that you have no experience with the injury, but I assume that you're consulting medical professionals. Therefore, you should have some idea. So I think Kingsbury is trying to be especially coy as it relates to this game and his quarterback situation. The Duffy kid came in and played pretty well against West Virginia. In fact, got him back in the game with his dual threat ability. He gives Texas Tech another ingredient. And he played pretty well. And then he had the one interception throw that ended the game. And then Carter is back for Tech, allegedly. And Carter was actually the starter at the beginning of the year when he got hurt. So he's back. And Kingsbury is saying that, you know, he doesn't know which of the quarterbacks are going to play. So he's basically trying to put three different quarterbacks on TCU's preparation plate. And the result of that is that Gary Patterson, not to be outdone, is saying, well, he doesn't know who he's starting either, and that it's conceivable that Collins is going to start. Now, I have no idea whether that's just gamesmanship on the part of Gary Patterson, because he would do that. I can promise you. There's no way he's letting anybody get over on him mentally, physically, have some sort of psychological edge. He basically said, you know, well, if Kingsbury is, you know, going to be like this, we'll be like it too. So there are five quarterbacks being discussed as potentially playing in this game tonight. As of this afternoon, Vegas had now listed Bowman as doubtful. So he may be out. You know, this is an interesting game because the road team has won the last three times. And Texas Tech has given Gary Patterson all sorts of trouble. Patterson's a brilliant defensive mind. He can scheme it as well as anybody. It's still tough to stop it. And Texas Tech in their run game is going to more of like almost a triple option look. And so there are new elements to deal with. I think Texas Tech's a vastly improved team. I think it, on paper, it stands to be an interesting game, but who knows? I mean, I have no idea really who's quarterbacking. I mean, if I had to guess, I'd guess you're getting Robinson and Duffy. That'd be my guess. But that's just a guess. I mean, you know, they're floating the fact that five quarterbacks are going to play. And I look, if Bowman shows up and plays, then I think things change. I mean, if Bowman shows up and plays, and listen, and then again, as I indicated, Duffy brings totally different preparation elements to the table because of his dual threat ability. And he blistered West Virginia with his ability to run the ball. I mean, I forget exactly when he came in that game. I was watching it. But he wound up with, you know, 85 yards rushing or something in limited time. So he presented West Virginia with an element that they weren't prepared for. Now, TCU has seen that film, and so they'll have a little bit of a better idea on how to handle it. But it's a look, that's a pretty entertaining Thursday night game. And I don't think those teams particularly like each other. There's a regional rivalry there. It's a pretty interesting game. That game's part of the Carolina Alliance Bank You Pick'em contest, and we'll take a look at that. You know, here's another thing that I'm not sure how this hasn't really been front page news. I mean, we've heard all about Jake Bentley's knee sprain and how he's wearing a brace and all that. Does anyone realize that Tua Tagovailoa also sprained his knee and he's also wearing a brace? You know, I've said all along, you can't be assured of anything in college football. And even slight injuries to key players can change things. So suddenly, Tua Tagovailoa is going to wear a knee brace and he has a sprained knee. Very similar to the Bentley situation. Now, I don't know about the degrees of the sprain because I haven't seen that in print in either situation. But, you know, how healthy is he? What is he going to look like the next couple of weeks? If his mobility or his weight transfer comes into play here, will he be the same guy? Could he sustain additional injury?
Did that happen when that player hit him?
No. No.
As if it did.
No.
Trouble.
No, it did not. That's pretty funny. All right, we'll take a quick break. You want in 654-7627. Waltip Tula Road Rage. Right, we'll be right back.
Right now at Blanchard Machinery, get 0% for 60 months on new Cat equipment. Because we know growing your business isn't just one thing. It's a million little things. And we're ready to help. With expert advice, flexible financing, and industry-leading equipment, you can get the job done day after day. Get 0% for 60 months on new Cat equipment. Call 844-BLANCHARD or visit blanchardmachinery.com/TV. Terms and conditions apply. Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road in Greenville is your local lodge, where all sports fans are encouraged to indulge. You can enjoy wild card weekends and World Series walk-offs with a barrel-aged bourbon poured over a handmade ice ball, or one of the new classic bourbon cocktails, like the Manhattan. Or pair an ice-cold 29-degree draft beer with a made-from-scratch menu item that are rumored to be every fan's favorite. Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views. It's all happening on Woodruff Road in Greenville.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
Score a touchdown with Founders Credit Union. With convenient electronic services like Founders App and Mobile Deposit, Founders Online and online applications, you can spend more time cheering on your Clemson Tigers and less time worrying about your finances. For product information, visit foundersfcu.com. Not a Founders member? Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of Clemson Athletics.
Cars cost less and travelers less at George Coleman Ford. The President's Award-winning George Coleman Ford team is offering a 2018 Ford Escape S for just $19,999. And with that, you'll never pay any dealer fees at George Coleman Ford. Cars do cost less and travelers less. Ford President's Award-winning and four generations doing business right. George Coleman Ford.
Plus tax and tag includes $3,750 in rebates. Pack your bags. Frontier Airlines has arrived at GSP International Airport with nonstop flights and low fares to Denver, Las Vegas, Orlando, and Tampa. It's never been easier or more affordable to reach your favorite destinations nonstop. That's right, nonstop flights on Frontier Airlines. So, don't wait to climb that mountain, roll those dice, ride a roller coaster, or reach the beach. Book your trip from GSP at flyfrontier.com. Frontier Airlines. Low fares done right.
Hey guys, have you ever thought about betting on sports? Now's the perfect time to try, and MyBookie is the perfect place. You don't even have to leave your couch. MyBookie has a reputation for one-on-one customer service, great bonuses, and fast payouts when you win. Want to turn a little cash into a lot? Try a three-team parlay. Game already started before you can get a bet down? No problem. MyBookie offers live in-game betting on every major sport. There's literally no better time to sign up for MyBookie. We've got NFL, college football, MLB playoffs, and primetime fights. Even NBA and college basketball tip off soon. Go to MyBookie today to take advantage of our limited time 100% deposit bonus before it's too late. That's right, deposit today using promo code RADIO, and we'll double your money up to $1,000. Just use promo code RADIO when you register. Check out MyBookie online today.
No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply. For entertainment purposes only, void where prohibited.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
This, what we do here, this is calculated, okay? We weigh the odds, we make a choice.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Walt Deptula, Red Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Tester 901 asked me, does South Carolina play both quarterbacks Saturday, do you think? You know, I have no idea. I mean, I honestly, if I had a guess, I would say I think there's a likelihood of that because, look, I don't think we know enough about Jake Bentley's mobility right now, his ability to evade pressure, to move around in the pocket. You know, these are things that South Carolina should have figured out by now in their daily practices, but you know the true tests will come in the game, and so it's impossible to know. It's one of those things, as we say, is sort of not knowable. I mean, if I had to guess, I think there's a chance of that. Yes, it just depends on you know whether Bentley can stay healthy enough to play. You know, I saw Killian Kwok's poll earlier. Again, I don't know if that poll was hijacked or not, but South Carolina should play Bentley at quarterback. He's the starter. He's the guy that has been their starter. There's a reason they determined that, and it isn't that an assistant coach is related to him. I don't think Will Muschamp's making decisions as to who his starter is based on what anybody else thinks. I'm not sure. But to me, I think Bentley is your best quarterback. There's a reason Skarnecki has basically never played. No one knew who he was. No one had any real film on him. He was playing a porous Missouri pass defense, and he played well. He played like you want a backup quarterback to play. He played like you want an experienced backup quarterback to play. He gave you exactly what you needed to try and find a way to win the game. That doesn't mean that formula is going to continue to work. I mean, now people sort of know who he is, and it'll be interesting to see if he does play, how he plays this week. I think if Bentley's healthy, you play Bentley. It's to me, that just couldn't be more clear. So, you know, we'll see if he can sustain. Look, I'm interested to see if the knee injury actually improves his concentration. You know, and what I mean by that is sometimes when you have a limitation, you stick to basics. And Bentley needs to stick to basics. He needs to make sure his mechanics are proper. He needs to stop trying to do too much. He's not Tua Tagovailoa from a mobility standpoint, but sometimes he thinks he is. And it's one thing to evade pressure and to, but it's another thing to then make a good play at the end of it. Bentley has this bad habit in my mind of he'll evade, he'll keep a play alive, and then he'll throw a pick or throw it up for grabs. You know, that's not what you're looking for. When you break contain, you get outside the pocket, you should be drawing the attention of the linebackers and the third level of the defense. And in so doing, you're looking for guys who are running wide open behind the secondary. Now, he's had that. He had it in with Rico Dowdle in the Kentucky game after the scramble. And he threw a pick. Because, he tried to do too much. So I'm sort of interested to see if the injury forces him to just sit in the pocket and either throw or get rid of the football, if that improves his decision-making. Because, quite honestly, I think his decision-making has been suspect as well. So, look, it's going to be interesting to see. I mean, I think that if you're going to attack Texas A&M, it is through the air. I don't see South Carolina being able to just line up and run the ball at A&M. Really, no one's run the ball against A&M with any great degree of success thus far. People have attacked them through the air. Now, sometimes that's misleading because if you can't run against somebody, you're going to have to do something. And so that can be a little misleading. But I think if South Carolina's going to win the game, I think they're going to have to win it on Bentley's arm or Skarnecchia's arm or somebody's arm. Because I don't see them lining up and running the ball with a great deal of success against A&M. As I indicated, no one else really has. Kentucky really wasn't able to. Listen, if Kentucky can't really run the ball against you, then I'm not sure how South Carolina is really going to run the ball against you. So they're going to have to win through the air. Now, Bentley played well against A&M last year. I watched that game. That's a game South Carolina should have won. I think that game was, I'd say it was like 24-17 or something in favor of A&M. But I watched that game, and watching it, I felt that South Carolina was the better team. And that's why before the year, I had South Carolina winning this game. Because I thought as the scene shifts to Columbia, that it would favor the Gamecocks. But things change. You know, I mean, you go into the season, even if you know what you're talking about, you're just not always going to be right about what these teams actually are. Sometimes injury changes who a team is. And for me, that's part of the South Carolina situation right now. I mean, if I knew that they had a healthy Bentley and that everything was, you know, let me tell you something. The guy that we forget about, there are two guys in South Carolina's situation that we forget about. One that they can't have anymore, one that they could. And I've said this before. On the one that they still could have, the loss of DJ Wonnum, as I've indicated previously, is enormous. He's an elite pass rusher, especially for them. You know, he's a guy that they really miss. But the other guy they really miss that they can't have anymore is they miss Hayden Hurst. You know, I heard all this talk before the year about, oh, no worries. You know, we'll make up for that. We have a bunch of guys who can play that. No, you don't. You had an NFL first-round draft pick who was the best tight end in the country and was drafted as such and had become a more complete player. Didn't start out as a very good inline blocker, but had become one. And you just miss him. Those kind of players, you know, those kind of players are security blankets. I mean, that was a mature, I mean, what was Hayden Hurst, 25? Something like that. I mean, that was one of the questions about him at draft time was his age. Did you want to draft a guy in the first round who was 25 years old? I think that's what he was, 25, because of the baseball stuff. And the truth is, his total game, his total maturity is missed by this football team, no question. You know, look, one of the questions that even South Carolina, people who cover South Carolina are asking about the Gamecocks is, where's the leadership? Where's the leadership on that football team? There have been leaders in the past. Where is it now? And the thing is, no one really knows. You know, I'll hear one guy who covers a team say, well, this guy, and another guy will say, well, you know, he's not very vocal, and so this guy leads by example or whatever. The point is, that seems to be an area that this team is lacking. And I don't know what Hayden Hurst's role in that was a year ago, but I suspect he had some. I suspect he had a significant role in that regard. Because, again, you're talking about a 25-year-old man who was a really good player. And everyone said, well, you know, you don't need him because you have all these wide receivers and Debo's back and, you know, all that stuff. Well, you miss him. You miss Hayden Hurst. And on defense, you miss DJ Wanham. And as I said, I don't know what his deal is. I thought he was going to be back long before now. I mean, was it last week, Ron? Was it a few days ago? Time runs together for me when I'm talking about all this stuff. But I did a little piece on South Carolina missing DJ Wanham. And I think it remains true. You know, look, the interior of that defensive line at times has not played badly. Ken Law's been moved around a little bit. He's a good player. Plays a little too upright at times, but that's the nature of a 6'6 defensive lineman. But not having Wanham is just a big deal on that football team. And so we'll see. I mean, I would not be shocked if both guys wind up playing. I still think Jake Bentley gives South Carolina a game-by-game better chance to win than Michael Scarnecchia does. And I think that's been an evaluation over time. I mean, you don't have guys who don't play for 5 years who suddenly are, you know, oh, he's the player of the week. He's the player of the month. Oh, he's going to change who we are. And let me tell you something. If that's the case, then your coaching staff is just dumb as gerbils. Because if you have a guy who's if you have a guy who's that much of a...
Day like a tiger when you slept like a baby on a custom mattress from Engineered Sleep. Trust and quality are what has made them so successful. They are a true direct-to-consumer business, making all their mattresses at 627 Congaree Road, and can handle any special request or custom order. And customers know that if their mattress isn't just right, Engineered Sleep will take care of them and leave them sleeping comfortably. Call 866-244-0898 or online at engineeredsleep.com.
Bojangles Pork Chop Griller is back. Buy the Pork Chop Griller for just $1.99. Only available for a limited time. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Hey, Tiger fans. This is Leighton Cubbage, class of 77, with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson. This condo hotel is officially under construction. If you love the Clemson family, then you need to know about it. Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away with hotel amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services. You get the perks of ownership without the hassle of maintenance. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Visit our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard, next to Ruby Tuesdays.
If you have problems with the IRS, don't trust your personal information to a stranger on the other end of a 1-800 number. The Green Law Firm is local and looking out for you. For a free strategy session, call 271-7940.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Tickets for the game? Check. Parking pass, food, and beverages for the tailgate? Check. you're all set, right? Maybe not. You gotta have your celebratory cigars once the Tigers win. Be sure you stop by Purple Haze in Clemson for a selection of premier cigars for you and your friends to enjoy in victory. Purple Haze is more than you think they are. For that special occasion, get your cigars, award-winning piercings, and glassware at Purple Haze Clemson, Tiger Boulevard across from Publix.
Inside the train testing facility, our heating and cooling products are put through 16 weeks of extreme temperature fluctuations to simulate 5 years of wear and tear. But these aren't just seasonal shifts. Inside the lab, it fluctuates between 150 degrees one day to sub-zero temperatures and layers of snow the next. Then back to hot, then back to cold. Then hot and cold. Hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, cold. And we didn't even get through the first month. We test so it runs.
Upgrade to Unstoppable with Pittman Heating and Air and bring home a system that's tested to run through anything. Now through November 15th, get special financing for 48 months or discounts up to $1,000 on a qualifying new train system. Visit PittmanAC.com or call 864-606-3769 for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. That's Pittman Heating and Air at PittmanAC.com or call 864-606-3769. Subject to credit approval. License number M1646.
It's hard to stop a train.
Innovation is just one reason you should do business with Crute LED. Our ability to deliver a money-saving universal mounting bracket for parking lot lights eliminates the requirement for different types of brackets to install them. This exclusive Crute LED feature allows you to use the same bracket for round and square poles and can even be used for wall mounting. Listening to our customers and delivering new solutions is what we do. Call us at 864-401-8156 or email us at sales@crute-led.com for more info or to place your order today.
Does your South Carolina driver's license or ID have a gold star? If not, make the switch to a real ID today. You may be eligible to purchase your real ID online at scdmvonline.com or visit the SCDMV with all required documents to purchase your real ID before the lines grow. The deadline will be here before you know it, so make sure your ID is a real ID to board a plane, enter a federal building, or visit a military installation today. More information at scdmvonline.com.
Wants better than Walt's Death Doula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
Misdiagnosed as a child genius, and he never got over it.
Now, back to Walt and Ramona.
This is me, right? Walt Deptula, Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back. You can get in right now because I have completely open lines now. 654-7627. You know what you want to talk about. You can get in. You're a Gamecock fan. You want to talk about your quarterback situation or the A&M game and how you match up. I mean, now's the time to make your calls. I want to get into some conversation about the games as well. The games of the You Pick 'em contest. The games of the week at large. That is college football. I also want to talk some NFL before the day lets out. There are a couple other stories I want to get to in addition to that. You know what I thought was funny, Ramona? Yesterday, I spoke about disappointing teams. And then today, Dan Wolkin in the USA Today did a piece on disappointing teams. And astonishingly enough, he wound up with the exact same two teams at the top, Auburn and Michigan State.
Really?
He didn't mention Florida State, which I find odd because, again, they weren't disappointing to me because I had no expectations for them. But they were disappointing for many, including the pollsters who, you know, had Florida State above Central Florida. Bzz, wrong answer. You know, I was thinking, Rona, we need a little levity now. And so
we
need levity, we have a go-to guy for levity. And our go-to guy is Bill Belichick. Now, let me set the stage. This is a 23-second, three-part answer to the same dolt. All right.
I didn't realize it was the same dude.
I believe it's the same guy.
I wonder.
I'm not 100% certain of that because the audio quality, the questions, not very good. So before we play the 23-second clip, let me tell you, the first question asked was, does it feel like you're playing for the top seed in the AFC with this game? That the stakes are that whatever. I don't think he gets the next word out before Belichick answers the question. And we have done this before, Ramona. We have had these exact line of questioning before. So you and I, at least, knew exactly what Bill Belichick was going to say to this answer.
Yeah,
exactly. His answers are utterly predictable, but astonishingly humorous. They're just incredibly funny. We love Bill Belichick. He's such a sourpuss. You know, he's just such a Grinch type. And except there's no happy ending. Well, I mean, the Super Bowl's a happy ending, but even when he wins the Super Bowl, he's still kind of like right. Right. He still looked like somebody stole his wife or something. Even when he wins the Super Bowl. All right. So here's the first question. Does it feel like you're playing for the top seed in the AFC with this game? That the stakes are that?
Coach, you feel like you're playing for the top seed in the AFC with this game? That the stakes are that?
I feel like we're playing Kansas City.
Does it seem like a higher stakes game than normal?
Feels like we're playing Kansas City.
Bill, with yesterday's practice, were you able to jump straight into game plan, or was maybe the focus more internal in terms of how you spent some time in the field yesterday?
Yeah, we're working on Kansas City.
All his answers are just going to be whoever they're playing.
Right. The last guy, the last question was a different guy. That's what I've determined now. First two questions were the same guy. The last question was a different guy. It didn't matter how many questions were going to be asked. You're getting the exact same answer. You know, you could ask Belichick, you know, what he thinks about the Kavanaugh nomination. You're getting
You're
getting the Kansas City answer. Doesn't matter what question you ask them. You know, you can ask them any question that you want. You're getting that answer. I mean, you have to love Belichick. I mean, now you may not love him if you cover him, but for me, I just find him hysterical. I mean,
they know what they're going to get.
Well, they should.
I mean, they know that they're not going to get all that much.
Well, right, unless they're invincibly stupid. Let's hear
Bill. So they don't have to worry about the column taking up too much space.
Curiously enough, the audio of the question sounds a lot better as we're playing it over air than it actually did in the original audio that from the Four Letter Network. Go ahead.
Coach, you feel like you're playing for the top seed in the AFC with this game, that the stakes are that
big? I feel like we're playing Kansas City.
Does it seem like a higher stakes game than normal?
Feels like we're playing Kansas City.
Bill, with yesterday's practice, were you able to jump straight into game plan, or was maybe the focus more internal in terms of how you spent some time in the field yesterday?
Yeah, we're working on Kansas City.
He doesn't. You know what it looks like when you watch it, and even when you hear it. He doesn't even seem like he wants to even open his mouth very far to answer.
He just wants to
keep his mouth closed as much as possible and just say whatever he can.
He despises people in our industry. Despises. He views the people who cover the team and ask him questions. Again, these are the beat writers who generally you would think he has a comfortable relationship with, not an at odds relationship with, that there'd be some sort of comfort zone there. There is none. He despises them. He despises what he believes are their inane questions. Mostly, above all, he despises that he has to do it. He despises that it detracts from what he perceives as his job. And he is absolutely never going to give you any information that he thinks in any way, shape, or form, because fundamentally he's paranoid. And he's not going to give you any information that he thinks is going to in any way help the team that they're playing. He's not going to cooperate with you. He doesn't want to be there. He hates you. He hates your families. He hates the fact you were ever born. That's the way it is. And so, yes, Ramona's right. He opens his mouth as little as humanly possible. He it's like some test of endurance for him. Yeah, exactly right.
No smile.
Oh, no. Joe, you're first up. We get back. We'll be right back.
keeping our goal line safe in the Priority One Security Studios.
Make some noise.
We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.